The Continental Risk by James L. Nelson. This book is read by John Lee. Captain Isaac Biddlecomb turned and stared over the taffrail of the Charlemagne brig of war. 4 miles astern, and dead in line with their wake, was a British frigate, a powerful enemy in all-out pursuit. Again. The only odd thing about being thus pursued was how familiar it felt, as if being chased by the Royal Navy were a daily routine. To be sure, they had been chased so often in the past year that Biddlecomb had reason to feel that way. And while the familiarity failed to eliminate his fear, it did much to mitigate it. They were being overtaken, of that there was no doubt. But in their favour, they were halfway down Long Island Sound, heading for Hell Gate and the East River, and the many islands and inlets around New York, with no more than 4 hours of sunlight left. And that, he felt, with a confidence born of experience, made their escape a near certainty. He considered the sensation brewing in his gut, the vague terror that was as familiar as the sight of the frigate astern. He was reminded of the time, 15 years earlier, when, as an ordinary seaman, he had discovered that laying out on a yard to reef sail in a howling storm was no longer a new and terrifying experience. It had become rather an old, familiar, terrifying experience. And so it was here, in late October of 1775, after nearly a year of fighting in a conflict that was not quite a war, for an end on which few agreed, Isaac Biddlecomb found himself once more in the all-too-familiar position of being chased by a frigate of the Royal Navy. He had, in the past year, been chased by the frigate Rose all over Narragansett Bay. He had been chased by the Cerberus through the Caribbean and through these northern waters after leading a mutiny aboard the brig Icarus, a vessel of the Royal Navy aboard which he had been impressed. He had been chased by the frigate Glasgow in Bermuda in his ill-fated attempt to liberate British gunpowder from that island, and chased by the two-decker Somerset clear across Boston Harbour to the American lines. So Biddlecomb was not overly surprised when, that morning, with the Charlemagne just south of Block Island, the lookout aloft reported the sails of what might well be a man of war hull down on the eastern horizon. And when the strange ship hauled her wind and set studding sails aloft and alow in what was without question pursuit, Biddlecomb had ordered the brig's canvas stretched, had turned her bow northwest to pass Montauk Point and run into Long Island Sound, and had settled into the monotony of eluding a stern chase. He was tired of being chased and wondered if his grudgingly chosen career as a naval officer would ever entail attacking as opposed to running away.
"I must say, Captain, your calm demeanor does much to bolster the confidence of your passengers."
A feminine voice broke the quiet on the quarterdeck.